Today, Be'ez Hashem, we begin the seventh parak of Maseches Klayim. We're going to be doing Mishnayos Aleph and Beis in the seventh parak of Maseches Klayim. So Mishnah Aleph teaches us as follows: Hamavrich es haGefen ba'aretz. One of the ways to plant a gefen is to take an existing vine and bury it in the ground and bring it out of the ground at some distance away from the original vine, and then it grows as a new vine in another place. That is what we call mavrich. So if a person is mavrich a gefen in the aretz, im ein ofer al gabash. You need three tfachim of dirt on top of the buried vine in order to plant other things on top of that buried vine, meaning in the space between where the vine originally grew and where the vine is going to pop out of the ground, it runs underneath the ground. So in that space, are you allowed to plant things on top of where it's running underneath the ground? So the Gemara says only if it's buried more than three tfachim deep into the ground, then you're allowed to plant other items on top of it. The Bartanura points out. Obviously, this is talking about planting things that are more than six tefachim away from the original location of the vine and more than six tefachim away from where it's popping out of the ground. Because if it was within six tefachim, forget about the fact that it's being planted on top of a vine that's under the ground. It's being planted too close to a vine that's over the ground, that's coming out of the ground. Because within six tefachim of a single gefen, you're not allowed to plant anything. So clearly we're talking about a case where you're planting it more than six tefachim away from where the vine is growing, and more than six tefachim away from where the vine is going to pop out of the ground and regrow, but you're planting it over the area where the vine is buried under the ground. Now, the reason you're not allowed to do this, the Bartanura points out, why is it that you're not allowed to plant there if it's less than three tefachim under the ground? It's because vines are very soft, and therefore, when you plant, the roots of the plant are going to penetrate the vines, and that's going to be a violation of our kavas yerek be'ilan of kalayim, aval Shari lanos, but let's say you have other trees she'enan rachid that aren't so soft like vines are. Shari, that's going to be permissible. Then it won't be a problem because there's no concern that the zra'im are going to penetrate the roots of the plants are going to penetrate the roots of these other trees. Only when it comes to vines do we have such a concern. The Mishnah continues. Afilu ivricha b'dala'as u'besilon. This isra applies even if when you are mavrich the gefen, when you run the gefen under the ground, you run it through a hollowed out gourd, or you run it through a pipe. We're still concerned that the roots are going to penetrate through that hollowed out gourd or pipe and grow into the vine and be a problem of klayim. So the Bartanura points out, but wait a second, what about the hollowed out gourd itself? Isn't that going to be klayim? Umishum zroim b'dalas lo mitzer kigon shadalas yevesha. So Bartanura points out, no, we're not concerned about that because the case of the hollowed out gourd is that it's a dried hollowed out gourd. So it, with the plants that you're planting above it, are not going to be klayim. Tos Yontif says, why is the Bartanura only worried about the hollowed out gourd and the plants that you're planting above it? Forget about that. The hollowed out gourd and the vine that's running through it would be a problem if it wasn't Yevesha. That's why he has to say that it's dried out, because the only way it's going to be not a problem of klayim is if it's fully dried out. So either way, it has to be fully dried out, probably on both counts. Like the Bartanura says, because you don't want it to be klayim with the zra'im that you're planting on top, and because you don't want it to be klayim with the vine that's running right through it. So if it's hollowed out gourd or a pipe, that it would still be a problem. But the Bartanura points out, a pipe is only a problem if it's a beslon shel cheres daf gemayri. The beslon shel mateches ain't tzarich alfar shel shetfachim. If it's a metal pipe, then you don't have to worry about the roots penetrating a metal pipe and going through and hitting the vines. Habricha b'sela, if you, however, ran the vine underground under rock, then even if you just have three etzbaos, which is just a few inches of ground above the vine, then you're allowed to plant other things there. Ha'arkuva sheba, because it's not going to penetrate rock. Ha'arkuva sheba gefen. Let's say you have a vine that grows out like it has a joint, meaning it grows grows out of the ground and then takes a turn in one direction and then grows upward some distance away. So where do we measure the six tefachim that you're not allowed to plant within the six tefachim of a geffen from? Where it initially emerges from the ground or where it really pops up and goes in an upward direction? So ein modid la'ela min ha'ikar ha'sheni. We only measure it from the place where it actually comes out of the ground, from where it actually pops up from the ground, and not just where it initially emerges from the ground. Only when it really starts rising, that's where we measure the six tefachim. That's what we view as the place where the geffen is planted. Okay, Mishnah Beis. Hamavrich shalosh gefanim v'yikreim nirim. Let's say you have three grapevines, meaning we know there is a halacha that if you have five grapevines that are arranged in two rows, that already becomes a kerem, and it's not just a vine. A vine, you're not allowed to plant within six tefachim of a vine. But a kerem, a vineyard, then you have to be marchik dal ramos. So we defined already in earlier prakim that a vineyard is defined as five vines that are set up with a achas yotzei zanav and two rows, or if there's an aris, so it's five vines that are being trained up against a single wall. But what if you have three vines and the roots appear above ground and you're mavrich them to pop out of the ground at some distance away and be ki'ilu a new vine, meaning you plant one branch under the ground and it goes runs under the ground for a little bit and then pops up at some distance away. So do we view that as a second row of vines? So if there are between 4 and 8 amos in between the two places where the vine appears above ground, that's mitzarif, that can become a kerem, meaning that's always the halacha by a kerem, that even if they're totally separate vines, they have to be spaced properly in order to be a kerem. They have to be between 4 and 8 amos apart from each other in order to be a kerem. If they're more than 8 amos apart from each other, they're not mitzarif at all. If they're less than four amos from each other, then also they're not mitzarif, because it's just a mess of different things, of different vines that are not really a viable kerem. But between 4 and 8 amos from each other, that's a viable kerem. So the chiddush of our Mishnah is not only if you have a separate row of vines, but even if that second row comes from branches that were running underground from the first vine, it's still going to be a kerem. And if it's not 4 to 8 amos apart, then it's not going to be mitzarif. The Tos Rabbi Kiveger just points out, why does it need this line that it's otherwise it's not mitzarif? If even if you had 5 independent vines that were being planted and they're not 4 to 8 amos apart from each other, they're not mitzarif. Of course, if they're all part of the same gefanim, the second row are all just extensions of the vines in the first row, and they're not 4 to 8 amos apart from each other, of course they're not going to be mitzarif. It's a strong kasha why it needs to say vimla venin mitzarfos. Geffen sheyavsha asura venin mekadeshes. If you have a dried out vine, you're not allowed to plant other things in the vicinity within six tefachim of it, but it's not going to asur, it's not going to become kilei akerem because it is dried out. So it's only asur, the Bar Tanur points out, mishum maris ha'ayin, but it's not actually going to asur the growth. Reb Meir Omer, aft semer geffen asur venin mekadesh. Reb Meir says the same is true when it comes to semer geffen. That's also something that is not going to actually be a problem of klayim, but it looks like a geffen, I guess, so therefore it seems it's a maris ha'ayin issue of klayim, so it's not going to asur anything. Even the case we just discussed in the previous Mishnah of where you're mavrich a geffen underground, whatever you plant on top of it is asur. You're not allowed to plant stuff on top of it if there's not 3 tefachim of dirt in between, but it's not going to asur ba'ana. Now the Bar Tanur points out, ein halacha krameir v'lo krablos rabbi tzaddik shamar mishmo. We do not paskin like these last two things, that semer geffen is asur v'ena makadesh, nor like krablos rabbi tzaddik said in the name of rabbi meir that al gabe a geffen is asur v'ena makadesh. Presumably that means we hold that it will be makadesh, that not only is it asur, but it will make it asur ba'ana as well. So to quickly review, in Mishnah Aleph we learned that if you're mavrich a geffen underneath the ground, you need 3 tefachim of dirt above the vine in order to be allowed to plant anything else there. Unless you have rocky ground above the vine, then you only need 3 etzba'os. And we also said that if there's a joint in the geffen, you measure the area around the geffen from where it starts to really stick up from the ground, where it really starts to grow upward. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that if you're mavrich a row of 3 gefanim, if they're properly spaced from the area, from the branches that pop out of the ground at a different different location, if they're 48 amos apart from that, that will be mitzdarif to make a kerem. And we said that that if a vine is dried out, then it's not going to be mekadesh, even though it's still an isra of marasayin to plant other things. It's not going to actually make kilei kerem. Rav Meir had said semer gefen also is only an isra of marasayin, is not going to make kilei kerem. And Rav Lazar ben Tzadok also said that when you're mavrich and you plant above the havracha, that's also not going to create an issue of kilei hakerem. Okay, but Hashem will pick up tomorrow with Parag Zayin, Mishnah Gimel.